Blog Talk Radio.
Raider Nation. Raider Nation. Raider Nation. Raider Nation. This is your president speaking. And I approve this message.
Oakland Raiders. Oakland Raiders. Oakland Raiders. Just win, baby. Win, baby. Win, baby. We are the Oakland Raiders. Oakland Raiders. Oakland Raiders. Just win, baby. Win, baby.
Don't need no invitation, no. We are that Raider Nation. We rock that black and silver. We make them shake and shiver. We make them reconsider. And we still committed. So if you want a piece of this, you can come and get it.
Touchdown, touchdown. Let's throw a bomb on first down. Let's throw a bomb on every down. First you score, then we clown. Having fun, look around. Nobody loud as a Raider crowd. Nobody proud as a Raider crowd. NFL, how you like me now? We gon' do this open style. None but action. I'm Bo Jackson. Hit the hole. Run you over. Goal line. Jumping over. Going crazy. Lose your soul. Lose your mind. In the black hole. Here's the goal. Super Bowl. And everybody here, get to go.
Don't need no invitation. No. We are that Raider Nation. Yeah. We rock that black and silver. We make them shake and shiver. We make them reconsider. And we still committed. So if you want a piece of this, you can come and get it.
Oakland Raiders. Oakland Raiders. Oakland Raiders. Just win, baby. Win, baby. Win, baby. We are the Oakland Raiders. Oakland Raiders. Oakland Raiders. Just win, baby. Win, baby. Win, baby. Win, baby. Al Davis.
You are now tuned in to the Soul Kitchen Radio Sports Show.
You play to win the game. You play to win the game.
If you have something to say, call right now. 714-694-4150.
Soul Kitchen Radio. Soul Kitchen Radio.
Yes, Soul Kitchen Radio. We are back. It's your boy, Rick Camacho. That's right. Hey, today I was in two drafts at the same time. I did an ESPN draft, which I actually came out pretty good. Memphis Lou, what's happening?
What's going on, Square? Today is the day, Draft City, ESPN first. We got your draft coming up in 30 minutes, man. I'm very impressed with your team. I did a good job, I do believe, in my ESPN draft. Dude, it's going to be a good one.
That's definitely going to be a good one. You know, that's the big money draft. That's the big money league for me, man. $50 a person. Oh, we got 16, 14 teams in that league. Wow.
14 teams.
And the thing you did better for this, and Brian, so sorry you're missing out on this. What's up, Brian? You're here. How you doing, man?
Yeah, I'm here. What's up?
So let me get back to this, Lou. The good thing about this is from the last 2 years, the first year it was non-PPR. Really boring. Oh. Sitting there, you're watching it. Ah, blah, blah, blah. All right, terrible, terrible team. Didn't know if I wanted to come back. The next year, I talked to you about it. Okay, we made a PPR. But you still had like 9 people on the bench. Now, what you did, you went 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 bench players. That means the waiver wire is full of people, full of sleepers out there that's going to come back and help me take you and all your friends' money. That's what's going to happen this week. I'm telling you now.
That was a good call, though. I advise all league managers, reduce your bench to about 4 or 5 people. That way, you know, you keep your league interesting, you know, and you don't have guys just hoarding running backs, especially those guys who didn't actually draft themselves. You know, those who had auto pick, they're going to have a bunch of running backs anyway. So this prevents people from hoarding players. You know, it keeps folks honest. It keeps people engaged. That's why I think this year is going to be a very good year.
What got me, I didn't understand at the time, but then I realized, and it was good, that once you get three running backs, no more running backs even show for you. You know, your roster is filled with whatever ESPN lets you take, then that's it. You're done. You got to go somewhere else. So
right, and see, and that forces you to make sound decisions. You know, do I go on and take a running back this round? He's sitting there. Or do I wait? He may not be there, you know. Am I going to go wide receiver heavy? Because I think it's three running backs you were allowed.
Run me down your teams.
Let me tell you, this is my team. So I waited on a quarterback, and I did this on purpose because I kind of wanted to build up my point system first. Right, so I waited on a quarterback. So my first pick, I went Doug Martin. Awesome pick. And I was number three. So, you know, when you're sitting at number three, you got to wait all the way to the end of the second round. So the end of the second round, I came back with I don't know what my picks were. But
AJ Green, number 26.
Okay, yeah, then I came back with AJ Green. And then I went, then I got DeMarco Murray, Pierre Garçon, you know, Jared Cook. That's my tight end.
I love Jared Cook as a sleeper.
That's
he's going to be a beast in St. Louis's offense.
And I don't know how I got Sebastian Janikowski in like the 10th round or something, but yes, I got Seabass. He's not out. He's not out.
He didn't play preseason,
but he's not out. He'll be playing week one.
Okay.
T.Y. Hilton, this is my bench. T.Y. Hilton, Vic Ballard, Ruben Randall, Brandon Pettigrew, and Phillip Rivers as my backup quarterback with my Falcons defense. So in that Stafford
defense,
that's
my Falcons suck this year. That's the only thing I don't like about the Falcons. But
I was battling between the Falcons and the Panthers. The 49ers and the Seahawks were stolen right underneath me. I usually go with the Panthers. I love the Panthers defense, but I wanted to go Falcons. That defense has a whole lot to live up to this year. So they're gonna bring it. They're trying to go to the Super Bowl. Lou,
the Patriots cut Chris Barker off waivers today from the Dolphins. It's really true.
Chris Barker.
he was claimed by the Patriots. I mean, I knew that was gonna happen. He claimed three of our players.
He's gonna run like the Run DMC. All right, go ahead, Lou. Run down your ESPN league team.
Man, this is my league. I'm thinking, you know, come on, give me some home cooking. Let me get, you know, second, third pick. I ended up with the sixth. And with my first pick, I was staring down the barrel. I saw my boy Dez Bryant sitting there. But since it's PPR, I know Kansas City is going to run the ball. I went on and took Jamaal Charles again. He's been my number one draft pick in both the Phi Beta Sigma League and the ESPN league. Who did I get round two? Danny Amendola. You know, I didn't let Camacho get him from me this time, but I got RG3 as my quarterback, Jamaal Charles, Chris Ivory, Danny Amendola, Wes Welker, Jason Witten, Steven Gostkowski from Memphis, and I went home, I took the Cowboys defense. This Tampa 2 that they have down there, these guys are going to handle business. Why? They're going to handle business this year. You saw in the preseason, we've been getting turnovers. They hadn't been just getting to the quarterback like they should. But we had a bunch of starters that were out during preseason. So I think the Cowboys defense is going to surprise a whole lot of people, and they're going to garner a whole lot of points. Because DeMarcus Ware is going to get double-digit sacks every year. And with this Tampa 2, these guys are going to be aggressive. You know, it's going to be feast or famine, and I'm thinking it's going to be we're going to feast this year. So if you guys haven't drafted yet, I'd advise don't sleep on the Cowboys. Also, on my bench, I got Sidney Rice, Martellus Bennett as my second tight end, Jason Witten is first, of course, Ryan Tannehill as my backup, and Miles Austin as a backup wide receiver.
Not bad.
But
I've
already put in a
did
move.
Anybody draft that Seattle running back to back up to Marshall Lynch? I forgot what
Christine
his name
Michael?
Is. He's going to be the real deal.
He's probably still out there. I like him. I like him. And, hey, before we go any further, guys, let me tell you about my day. This has been like the glorious day ever. And let me give a shout out to my brother. Yes, my real brother, my little brother. He's 42 years old. I've never knew my family on my father's side, right? So I've been going through Facebook, finding all this stuff. And shout out to my brother, Ricardo Camacho. He's up there in Seattle, Washington. No, he's in Oregon right now. You know, he's listening in. And we got a chance to talk today. And, that's glorious for me. You know?
That's what's up.
And then,
hey,
and
nothing
then,
like family, man.
Ain't nothing. Yeah. I've never known these guys in my whole life. I've been looking for them all my life. Thank you, Mark Zuckerberg at Facebook for creating that shit.
That's good thing about Facebook. It does connection. Look at that.
But look, and so he told me a little something. So hopefully he'll share this MP3 with my dad and we'll be able, and this is for him. He told me something about my dad, so this is for him. Check it out. The New York Yankees winning the World Series in 2009. But that wasn't... There you go, Dad. Hope you enjoyed that. The New York Yankees winning the World Series 2009. I just wanted to get that out of the way. Now let's get back to some football, baby. Let's do this.
You are now tuned in to the Soul Kitchen Radio Sports Show.
That's right, the Soul Kitchen Radio Sports Show. We have a draft coming up in 20 minutes, 18 minutes. Our Soul Kitchen Radio Fantasy Football Draft is going to be live right here. We're going to be talking about it. It says you can get in right now. You could go ahead and load up your draft stuff if you want to. The selections have been, the order has been selected. I think I hit like number 7. My wife got number 11. I'm not sure where you guys got. I'll let you know in a second.
I know I played Lewis the first game of the year, right?
I don't know. I haven't seen that yet.
It looks like I do, yeah. Is this the PPR league that we're in?
Yes, it is. PPR plus IDP, individual defensive players, as you guys know. This is also you also get running back return yards. It's a great league. I got 5th actually. Okay. So, and looks like my wife got 12th. I guess it must have redone it. I did it earlier.
Wow.
You are Miami Fins. You're 2nd. You got the 2nd pick.
Nice.
The Kraken, which is the league champion, he got the 3rd pick. Phoenix Players, Lloyd, got the 4th pick. And I swear, Lloyd, I know you're listening out there, wherever you're at in the country, I will get Patrick Peterson over you today. The Bushwhackers, Chris White, number 6. Number 7 is Jay Dizzle. That's Jason. The Purple Nation, Ben. That's your boy, Ben. He's coming in at number 8. Jimbo Dagan. My man from work, Big Jim, what's happening, man? Shout out to you, Jim. Give us a call, 714-694-4150. He is picking number 9th. The Grim Reaper is picking 10th. Jim Rats is picking 11th. 12th is Fuck Yo Team, which is my wife. 13th is Giving L's. And last on the totem pole, and I know you haven't heard your name yet, Lou, but now it's time. You got
I'm like, damn. Am I ever going to be called? But that's fine. He read the Bible, kids. He who was last shall be first. I'm picking last in this draft, but I'm going to take first place when it comes to the championship.
Wow.
And the good thing is a state draft, Lou, so you get last, and then you get first in the 2nd round. And
I'm,
Brian,
that's
the way until the,
what?
Like 24 or whatever.
Yeah, I open up with Lewis first round. I know that first game.
Hey, I also too, man. There was a guy in our ESPN league First pick, first round, with number seven, he took Colin Kaepernick off the board.
Wow.
Let me say this. Please, ma'am, please, sir, I understand your fans. You know, I'm a big Cowboy fan. I love Tony Romo.
Yeah.
I love the Dallas Cowboys. But I let Tony Romo wait. If he was available for me in the ninth round, I was going to take him. Somebody took him just before I went to go get him. Don't play with your heart. Play with your head.
Don't win this game.
Colin Kaepernick's a good guy. He's a good guy. He's going to put up good numbers. Drew Brees numbers? I don't think so. You know, but
Peyton Manning numbers? No.
Peyton Manning? No. But
Brady,
he's going to be decent. He's going to be decent. But Colin Kaepernick is not first-round material.
Oh, he's a seventh-round pick at best. I mean, that's what I'm saying. Tannehill, I got him last in my other league, and I just picked him up because, you know, he was there. You know, he was the last pick in my, you know, I had a 19 league. And Tannehill is a, you know, but with the Dolphins, why do I want to draft any Dolphins players? I won't even take Mike Wallace. The only person I'll take on the Dolphins is Sturgeon. And that's it. I mean, you can't kiss the ass of, you know, the teams if you're going to win in fantasy. That's why people don't win in fantasy. They take it to heart. But I want to shout out to the Clemson Tigers beating UGA. I love it.
Woo!
That was great. Hey, Alabama's overrated and they will lose. But college football is exciting too. We should play a college football fantasy league. They have that too.
I know. I've seen they have that. That's crazy.
I'm thinking about it.
That's a crazy league. Hey, it's Soul Kitchen Radio Fantasy Football, 714-694-4150. Come get with us. Let us know, are you picking today? Is your draft today? We got our draft in 14 minutes, 13 minutes, and it's live, and we're going, and we're just going to run through. And guess what? The season starts on Thursday. This is the final weekend. We'll call it the blessed weekend, the fantasy football, National Fantasy Football Weekend, National Fantasy Football Draft Weekend. That's what this weekend is right now. Everybody's
well,
this weekend.
Yeah. You guys want to get into a draft, you can always get into Joe Hoffman's draft. He does fantasy football, and he does like $25, $30 leagues, and he does it every day up till, you know, football starts. So I guess
don't forget, let me tell you guys real quick. FanDuel.com will be having a $3 million contest. Like, they're giving away $1 million to some people, and they're flying 20 people, 30 people out to Las Vegas for, like, a fantasy football championship. So the winner of each week gets put in the pot, put in the lottery to win a trip to Vegas, and they're flying, like, 30 people to Vegas, and then the winner in Vegas gets $1 million. So
wow.
They're looking for the best fantasy football player in the country. And so you can go to soulkitchenradio.com right now, soulkitchenradio.com, click on the home link and click on one of them three FanDuel links right there on the page. And we'll be right back at Soul Kitchen Radio.
On Soul Kitchen Radio.
On Soul Kitchen Radio.
On Soul Kitchen Radio.
My number one disappointment was Victor Cruz. Victor Cruz dropped the ball last week. He dropped the ball last week and he dropped it again. He was going to be like the pretender that sings 1,000 miles. I'm going to walk 500 miles. Nobody knows anything else from those. Against my better judgment, I started that jack off in my fantasy league. I'd
say my number one disappointment was Jermichael Finley. Every time he's missing the balls, they're throwing the ball to him, he's dropping it, it's hitting his hands. Oh my God, what's wrong with this guy?
Here was Victor Cruz, and disappointment is not even a strong enough word to use for that guy, man. It's pretty pathetic.
On Soul Kitchen Radio.
Ben Travis Green Ellis, he had a really, really good game last week, and I ended up winning by exactly 16 points. Coincidentally, that's exactly how much Ben Travis Green Ellis got last week.
Tim Tebow, Jackson, I'm a huge Tim Tebow fan, but Adrian Peterson, I mean, that guy, everybody, even Lewis, is like, oh, he's not going to do anything. Came for 2 touchdowns and 20 points. Adrian Peterson,
that
he went through.
Wow.
There will be one Super Bowl champ crown at the end of this year. That's it.
Welcome back to Fantasy Football on Soul Kitchen Radio. Soul Kitchen Radio Fantasy Football. Let's talk a little bit about draft strategy right now. This has been my draft strategy. I've been in like seven drafts already, maybe six drafts. But
good Lord,
I'm only at four or five.
It's a lot of drafts, and what I'm trying to do, I hate when I have to play against my own team. So my strategy has kind of been to get my team together, almost the same people, because you know I believe in the guys I pick up. So
right.
There's why would I believe in somebody else's team when I got to believe in my team? So I've been going, this is what it's been doing. I've been going receiver or running back first. You have to go with the running back, a strong running back in the beginning, because there is no running backs after the first round, right? Especially in a 14-team league like we're in. You're not going to find a running back in the first round, in the second round. You may get somebody like a Vic Ballard, somebody like that, but you're not going to get you a good running back. My next pick, I've been going with a quarterback, a high-power quarterback, a Drew Brees, a Peyton Manning, Aaron Rodgers. I happen to get one of each of those in my other leagues. I got Aaron Rodgers in one league, Peyton Manning in another league, Drew Brees in another league. Then I got Peyton Manning in another league. So I'm kind of keeping it together. And then I go for the receivers. There's a lot more receivers out there than there are running backs. So these are the top running backs, and they're going to go in the first round, especially on a 14-team league. Lou, as the 14th pick, you might be lucky if you get like a Matt Forte or a David Wilson.
David Wilson's no joke. I might take him with my.
That's what I'm saying.
Pick.
I mean, talking about with the injury to Andre Brown, we're talking about David Wilson in the first league now.
And he's a PBR league guy too. Right?
But do you want to blow your wad on a guy who is going to start for 4 to 6 weeks, and then once the guy comes back healthy, he may see.
No, Wilson. I think Wilson was going to be the starting running back there, wasn't he?
Watch out.
Well, yeah, Wilson's going to be the starting running back, and when Andre Brown comes back, Andre Brown is going to be the handcuff to David Wilson, so he'll be the second string, but Andre Brown will go back to returning kickoffs, returning punts. That's where his in our league. That's where his points come in. That's where his value plays in a part, because we have the return yard punts. Are the return yard points, punt returns or kickoff returns. So that's where Andre Brown's going to get his value at. But coming in 14th, I'm hearing D'Angelo Williams just got the starting job. And what do you guys think about D'Angelo Williams?
Oh, he's garbage.
At Carolina.
He's garbage. Carolina's garbage.
Oh, wait.
Carolina's garbage. I mean, Cam Newton, they should bring Tim Tebow at quarterback. He's a better quarterback than Cam Newton. I have him one of my leagues, just from a joking lead. But Cam Newton is so overrated, and I spoke to Carolina fans.
Tim Tebow back to Denver so you can wear that damn jersey you won a couple years ago.
Wow. Yeah, that's true. I still wear it. Where's Tebow going to end up is the question. I mean, the guy's a good guy, but he needs to realize that he's not a quarterback in this league. You know, and I've argued with people that played in the league. And he's not. And, I mean, he could be a great H-back. I mean, he could go to Dallas and be a great H-back. You have him in your third down. You can use him as a quarterback sometimes. You could, use him possibly on special teams. You can use him as a tight end. I mean, the guy's got a lot of talent athletic-wise, but he's not a quarterback.
Case in point, let me tell you, what Minnesota did with Joe Webb was awesome. They found out, this guy's not a quarterback. They moved him to a wide receiver, and what did he do?
Yeah.
He jumped up, he grabbed a touchdown. That was why didn't they do that in New England when they got shoot 'em up bang bang? Aaron Hernandez is now in jail. Rob Gronkowski with his banged up forearm is not playing until like the end of September. You know,
he'll play third week actually.
They could have moved him to tight end.
But you got to remember, Bill Belichick is the greatest coach in the history of coaches. He's the smartest guy that ever thought of football in the history of football. Bill Belichick knows all. He sees all. He's great and wise. And, oh, did I mention that he's a cheater, too? So
he is a cheater.
You know, he's too full of himself to realize. You got a guy like Tim Tebow. Is he a good quarterback? Not so much. But this guy has value.
Brings value to the team.
Like you said, you could take the Joe Webb approach. You know, put him at wide receiver. Put him at H-back. You know, some value
H-back
would
be great for
him. Because when he's on the field, you have to assign a man to him. You know, and that's going to make single coverage on the outside, guys. Somebody's going to be open. Belichick dropped the ball with Tim Tebow. You know, like I said, is he a great guy? Yes, he's a great guy, you know, super Christian, so on and so forth. But that doesn't translate into wins on the football field. But you can't deny that when he was in Denver, he got the job done. Those guys went to the playoffs. They won. They beat the Pittsburgh Steelers, you know, so – Tim Tebow,
I mean,
what has
Manning done? I mean, Manning hasn't won a playoff game in Denver.
Well, hey, you know, Tim Tebow has value, you know, and I think
Tebow
Belichick
won that playoff game in Denver. That was the worst game ever. He had one good throw, and the guy
Camacho, it doesn't matter. He won. He took a team that didn't have any talent to the playoffs. He beat the Jets. He came back against the Dolphins 15-0 to win the game. I was shitting in my fucking pants when I saw that. I love Tim Tebow. I think Tim Tebow is a fucking god. You know, I would seriously, everybody rips on the guy. But, you know, it's like that's the only reason why I was actually going to start looking for
the virgin, but you want him to sleep with your mom so bad. We know that, Brian. Okay, we got it.
You want him to sleep with your mom, too.
You're tuned into the baddest radio show on the internet.
Soul Kitchen Radio.
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 Soul Kitchen Radio. We're in the middle of our fantasy football. We're getting ready to start. We've got 3 minutes to go. Until it goes, until we start picking, the first pick goes down. So I want you guys to get in here. Give us a call.
I can't even get in my draft right now.
We will start talking about the draft. We will tell you who's going where. You can follow us on Twitter at SoulKitRadio at NatureBoyIV. And is it IV? Yeah, IV. NatureBoy4.
Yep. Roman number four.
But you cannot retweet Lou because he's protected user from the government. So every time I try to retweet him, they say, sorry, you can't retweet this guy. He's a protected user.
I'll open up my tweets for everybody out in Twitter land.
tweet us your questions and we'll answer them. And then every week before the games from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. So if you're in Central, that's 10 a.m. to 11. If you're in the Midwest, that's 11 to 12. If you're on the East Coast, that's 12 to 1. That's when we'll be doing the show. We'll have our great predictor of games on the show, which is my mom, and she will come on here and she'll tell us who's going to win every week, and she's doing pretty good at that. That's probably been one of the highlights of the show. I love that part. What do you guys think?
Hey, it's always great to hear mom on the line, and she picks my Cowboys most of the time, so you know I'm excited about that.
And then this year I am going to try to – maybe we could get an appearance from my dad who was the – He played the drums, you know, and music is his life, and music has been my life, so maybe we get an appearance from him on the show. Definitely my brother Rick is going to be calling in sometimes. I know you're listening, man, so you're going to be in there. Here we go. Soul
awesome.
Kitchen Radio. It's about
I'm
to
in
go
the draft.
Down. We got 1 minute.
What's up? This is Deshaun Jackson, Philadelphia Eagles, and you listen to Soul Kitchen Radio. Soul Kitchen Radio. Soul Kitchen Radio.
So let me just drop some of these tags real quick.
You're on the air with Rick Camacho of Soul Kitchen Radio.
And 16 seconds to countdown, and Let Me Blast You is going to get his first pick. Here we go. You hear that in the background. Let me start loading up my cue so I can get my guys.
Here we go.
Do we have 30 seconds?
I'm in there.
Here we go. Nope, I couldn't go 30 seconds like yours. This is a minute.
Oh, God. Who?
What the fuck? We're going to be here till Tuesday.
What's going
Jimbo,
on?
What's up? Jimbo Dangus is on there. What's up, Jimbo?
Who do I want?
Who's the first
Adrian
pick?
Peterson, first off the board. Who do I want? Oh, I don't know. This is interesting.
Oh, you got plenty of time to think about it. So
pick Aaron Hernandez. He's gonna have a great year this year. He's gonna be a great tight end.
So, no, go for Stephen Ridley.
Julius Jones.
Julius Jones, yeah.
Don't know who I want.
Hey, Jimbo Dagan, give us a call, 714-649-4150. We want to hear from you, man. Put you on the radio. I know you want to be on here. So we went Adrian Peterson for the first pick. Do you guys think AP is going to be able to go off like he did last year?
Dude, AP all day. You know, there is – you can put seven men in a box. You can put eight men in a box. Hell, you can put all 12 in the box with an, you know, 11 with an extra guy. Put 12 in there. He will still get his yards. It's something about this dude. I don't know if he's juicing or if he hooked up with Tim Tebow and got some special prayer into Jesus. But this guy is awesome.
Maybe he'll hire Tim Tebow to come clean his house so he could pray for him.
He might.
That would be awesome.
Your boy Sean's taking a while.
Sean, come on, man. Sean, pick. Sean's taking a while now.
You need to
now.
Go in and edit this. You need to have at least 45 seconds on the pick. If you don't know who you're getting, something's wrong with you.
I went from two minutes to a minute 30. So
he
now,
with Sean McCoy. That's a guy, too, I think is going to have a really good year with Sean McCoy.
McCoy's
going to do fine. He's going to do fine. Michael Bickstone's going to handle business.
CJ Spiller was taken right from me, so I'm going to do what I've been doing. I'm going to stick with my team. I'm going with Trent Richardson. You know,
I'm going with Trent.
I'm riding on Trent. Next year when you see that commercial, that's going to be me on Trent's shoulders going, I picked Trent first.
We should do a live draft like with your boy that was his name. Rubio. Yeah, he looks like a gay guy in that picture. He got this. Jamal Charles with the seventh pick. Ray Rice with the sixth.
There we go. So far this is how it's going.
Back.
Adrian Peterson, Doug Martin, LeSean McCoy, Calvin Johnson, of course, he's gonna go in the first round. Him and AJ Green.
Drafted him, Ben.
The only ones that go in the first round. Marshawn Lynch. Marshawn Lynch.
Wow. There's some good players out there.
I just hope my guy falls in my lap.
Let's talk about handcuffing. Aaron Rodgers in the first round.
Wow,
please let him still be here.
Here it comes.
I'm not going to say it.
Yeah, don't say it because they're probably listening right now. It's Soul Kitchen Radio. If you want to give us a call, 714-694-4150.
You have something to say, call right now, 714-694-4150.
Soul Kitchen Radio.
Yo, this is Messy Marv, man, the boy, Young Miss. And I'm fucking up some super nachos with my Mexican homeboy, Rick Camacho.
Hey,
on Soul Kitchen Radio. We need cheese,
right.
Man.
With the first pick, I'm going home. I'm taking my boy, number 88, Dez. He's off the board.
Dez? Brian, what are you coming with? Come on, come with Tony Romo. Tony Romo.
Number two. Do I go to N.O. and pick up my boy from my favorite second city in New Orleans? Or do I go to the ATL and get the guy who's going to shock the world this year?
Dude, don't tell me you're talking about Matt Ryan, dude. The guy's offensive line is absolutely a joke.
Matt Ryan? I'm talking about the guy who's going to handle business. He should have been a cowboy. Take him off the board. Here he is.
Jackson.
I'm gonna take the quarterback. I'm gonna go Drew Brees.
Oh wow!
So Julio is still out.
Who the hell took Reggie Bush? Who's giving out?
Reggie Bush is gonna have a great year this year.
Giving
out. Mark my word.
We got somebody on the line right here. Soul Kitchen Radio. What's happening?
Hey, what's up? This is your brother Rick, man. Just want to let you know I'm listening. I'm not much of a fantasy football guy, but you know I'm listening.
Cool. Hey guys, say what's up to Lou and Brian, man. They're on the line
hey.
Also.
Hey, what's going on?
What's
going
up,
on, Camacho?
What's
How are
going
you, Camacho?
On?
Camacho's brother. Wow.
That's right. That's right. We
that's
finally
awesome,
got
man.
To meet, you know. So
that's,
yeah.
That's awesome. Wow.
Hey,
let's get you on
yeah,
and do some picks, man.
So, but hey, I wanted to just, I'm not much of a fantasy football guy, but I am a Cowboy fan, so go Cowboys.
That's what I'm talking about. I like you already, Camacho. I'm not seeing Cowboys.
Hey, I'm going to get
Rick
I'm gonna
in
get
your blood, man.
Hey, you're going to be in this league next year, Rick, so it's going down. But I'm going to transform you into a mean green football machine.
All right, man. You guys take care.
All right,
man. Tell your wife to get ready and get you some of that black paint to put under your eyes because it's going to be going down.
We'll do it. All right, man. You guys take care. Nice meeting you, Brian and Lou.
All right. Talk to you later.
Wow, man, this is just going off. Eddie Lacy went early today, too.
Eddie Lacy was announced the number one. Oh,
I have
oh, he's going to fall to me. Oh, my God, he's going to fall to me. I'm going to get him. The Bushwhackers is not paying attention. I'm going to get him. I can't believe this. 3, 2, 1, and yes, I got him. Damn it. Hallelujah.
You tripped okay. That's nothing to write home about.
It is.
Chris Johnson. Awesome,
he's going to be a
good.
Lot to write about when I play the Miami Fins.
Oh,
so
yeah, you're right.
Let's get you guys up with what's going on so far. Adrian Peterson, Doug Martin, LeSean McCoy, C.J. Spiller, Trent Richardson, Ray Rice, Jamal Charles, Calvin Johnson, Marshawn Lynch, Arian Foster, Alfred Morris, Aaron Rodgers, Reggie Bush, Dez Bryant. Dez Bryant actually went in the first round. Two receivers, one quarterback in the first round. I told y'all it was going to be a run on running backs. Second round,
yep.
Drew Brees. Marshawn or Brandon Marshall, great pick. Eddie Lacy, who is now going to be starting with
Lacy's going to be good. I got him in two.
Eddie Lacy is definitely going to be good. Stephen Ridley, everybody's up on Stephen Ridley. I'm not really up on any of those New England running backs. I don't like.
I think Ridley's going to have a really good year, actually.
But then Matt
Forte. I don't trust Bill Belichick. You know, this week.
Forte after that. Peyton Manning from Jimbo Dangin. That means I'm going to have to play against my own guy.
Ooh, wow. I can get some good picks here. Let's get this going, guys. Maurice Drew off the board.
The Purple Nation. Julio Jones to Jay Dizzle. Chris Johnson. Jimmy Graham to me. MJD goes to the Phoenix Players. And we're coming up. The Kraken, the champion, is picking right now. I hear the Diva in the background going off because all her guys are going, cling, 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 just leaving her queue. This is going to be a great season, guys. I am so excited.
Oh, man.
Fantasy football.
You know, I really love fantasy football, but I hate being in multiple leagues, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
I enjoy getting the teams together, but it's such a pain when – when you got a guy that
you're
playing
against.
Oh, you
went with Jameer. You go with my boy.
On your team. You know, that just
play against
the
wrong team. Yeah, I run into that every year. This is what I'm suggesting for next year. Next year,
yeah.
We all meet somewhere.
Yeah.
And we have a live draft.
That'd be great. I'm down for one. Let's get that going. Where would be a good location for us all to meet? Not Vegas.
Las Vegas.
No.
We're
going
to Vegas.
We're
going to
Buffalo Wild Wings. Somewhere in Las Vegas.
It'd be like the Hangover 4.
Yeah, we're going to all wake up butt naked, bust hurt. Brian will have the tattoo or have the titties.
You know what? No.
Are you up, Brian? Brian is up right now. Let's see what he's going to do. Steven Jackson just went off on the 29th round. 28th went to Let Me Blast You with David Wilson. He went late round two, the last pick in round two. Yep, Jim agrees. Jim is going to fly out to wherever the hell we go, and Jim is going to sing Rod Stewart stuff for us all night. Love you, guy.
You got to
meet Jim Bodega. What a great guy.
Who do I want?
Here it is. Here we go.
You know what? Fuck it. I'm gonna go with this guy. Gonna have a good year. I'm gonna take him a shot. Why not? Fuck it. Let's go
RG3.
I got him in my second league. I'm gonna run with him.
Hey, let me blast you. Did very good in picking up Steven Jackson. That was the guy who I was debating against with the first pick of the second round. He is going to have an awesome year in Atlanta. This guy should have been a Cowboy. We let him slip through our fingers. And Steven Jackson is the truth. And he may be the missing link in Atlanta to get them to the conference championship this year.
I think Atlanta is the most overrated squad. I was talking to a cop, and Atlanta was horrible in the exhibition 0-4. They have a horrible offensive line, Lester Holmes. They lost Mike Johnson. And Matt Ryan, he choked so much. I mean, I got Ronnie White on my team. But Atlanta's got to prove something this year, you know? I mean, Mike Smith's job is on the line this year. Jeff Ireland will be fine. Who won?
Matthew Stafford just came off the
board. That was me. Everybody looked at their stuff. That was me. I'm going with
Stafford.
What do I want to go? What do I need right now? I got one solid running back, one solid tight end. Now, something about this league, which is going to be good for us, is that our flex positions, you know, this is what we go. We go with the quarterback, two wide receivers, two running backs, one tight end. In our first flex position, you could put a wide receiver or a running back in there.
Yep.
In the second flex position, you could go wide receiver, running back, or tight end.
Tight end.
So you could play two tight ends in one game, you know, which kind of opens it up to a lot more because tight ends are – that's almost like playing four receivers. Tight ends are out there. So remember that when you're out there doing your draft, everybody who's listening, Sean, Jim, Latifah, Purple Nation, everybody.
Hey. Colin Kaepernick just came off the board.
Yep. Wow.
Somebody's loving that guy.
I mean, he's – and keep in mind, when you're thinking quarterbacks, this time, if you get a pick six, you lose 4 points on a pick six.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
So you could be winning. Your quarterback screws up, you're going to lose that game. That could be your championship.
How do you guys think RG3 is going to do this year? I might just use him straight in the first league. You think he's going to do great?
Yep, I think he's going
to. I think he's hooked up early and often with Pierre Garçon. They're going to have a great year this year. Right now, they're my favorite to win the division.
Over your Cowboys?
Yep. Over my Cowboys. I hate to say it, but you know that dude's the truth, man.
You know, you think they would have beat Seattle last year. Don't you agree?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Here we go. Fantasy Football, Soul Kitchen Radio, 714-694-4150. Follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/CamachoSR, CamachoSR, facebook.com/CamachoSR. You could friend me on Facebook. If you start putting all kinds of bullshit up there, I'm just going to unfriend you. It doesn't matter. At Soul Kit Radio on Instagram, and on Twitter. You can follow me there. I won't unfriend you there, but it's just Facebook. I just don't do that. Facebook shit is crazy sometimes. We'll be right back.
It is.
Soul Radio.
On Soul Kitchen Radio.
Actually, I know that. So New England Patriots
on
Buffalo
Soul Kitchen Radio.
Buffalo Bills.
Buffalo Bills. Mm-hmm. Right. There you go. Okay.
On Soul Kitchen Radio.
Or Jacksonville Jaguars.
I'll say the Jacksonville Bengals or whatever that is.
These guys know
these
nothing
guys
about
nothing.
Sports.
Cincinnati, is that in Ohio? Where's Cincinnati at?
Ohio.
Huh?
Cincinnati,
oh, there's Ben right there.
Well, I'll take the Ohio one. Okay. You have an aunt there, whether you like it or not. I
on Soul Kitchen Radio.
New Orleans Saints or Green Bay Packers. The tough one.
The New Orleans.
On Soul Kitchen Radio.
Okay. Well, isn't New Orleans over there in Louisiana?
Yes, it is.
Well, that's okay. Where I thought.
So, Minnesota Vikings or Detroit Lions?
The Lions.
On Soul Kitchen Radio.
Soul Kitchen Radio, we're back, and we're in the midst. We're on round three right now. Round one, two, three. What? Are we in round four?
Yeah, we're going to be quick here. Yeah, Ben's on there right now. He's just
there we go.
Hopefully this guy.
DeMarco
in there.
Your boy.
It's
funny because every time the Cowboys draft, every time the Cowboy gets picked, who has something to say about it?
Here we go.
DeMarco Murray.
DeMarco Murray is going to have a great year this year. I really wanted to have him on my team. I've yet to been able to capture him. But with the third pick, my team is going to take, I'm going to go to my good old standby. I think he's going to have a good year. Tom Brady's going to see him a whole lot. Danny Amendola.
Yeah, you're an Amendola. You didn't hear what happened to Amendola last night. He got in trouble.
Hey.
He got battery assault charges against him.
Yeah, right.
Ain't nobody got time. Anybody got time for that?
You try to shoot that at the police station at Aaron Hernandez.
Give me Memphis. Who's Jim Rab?
Let's go, Memphis. You're drafting again. Did you forget that?
No, I'm on it. I'm trying to make a decision. I'm gonna have to do it. I don't have
a little girl back. Let's tell you who to get. Oh,
Run.
My God.
You
want that?
Oh, I got him in my other league.
Yes! Run DMC, baby.
Rena,
mom. Oh, let me give you a Run DMC real quick. Here you go. Hold on. This is for you.
Run DMC.
Off the board at pick number 43, the beginning of the fourth round. Lamar Miller going right after him. T.Y. Hilton. Oh, I wanted him so bad. I love T.Y. Hilton. So this next guy is going to fall right to me. I could see it coming. Nobody's going to take him.
Who is the first?
Somebody just took my boy. Fucking cocksuckers. I want Andre Johnson.
Who is what? Come on, Jim. What are you going to do, Jim? Jim,
my boy's out there. My boy's out there. Oh, I'm going to grab him.
Here he comes.
Take him.
He's coming right to me.
Please nobody take my boy.
Oh, man. So
please,
this is going to solidify my team if I get this guy. And then I'll go ahead and go back down to my other areas. I'm loving the way it's going. Tony Gonzalez is going to have a great season this year. This is going to be his final. He does not look like he's ready to retire. Tony Gonzalez is always going to be catching footballs. I really believe. Let's go, Purple Nation. Come on, Ben.
I'm getting Matt Ryan. That's who he's going to draft.
Somebody just said he's getting Matt Ryan. Okay. Come on, Ben. Get him in. Call us, Ben. 714-694-4150. Ben, can you not count? You can't. It's R-Y-A-N, Ben. R-Y-A-N. He's right there.
He can't spell.
Let me see.
I think he's drafting mobile, so it's going to be a little tough for him.
Well, he's got
Yeah, I don't know how to draft mobile.
Vincent Jackson. 3 seconds, he gets Vincent Jackson. There it is.
You got Matt Ryan.
Oh, he just wanted to be a dickhead and let all the time run out.
Hey, Ben's a really good guy, man. Ben's a guy. You met Ben. I'm gonna get this guy. Let's see, nobody's drafting.
Hey,
don't draft
right
my
here.
Boy. Don't draft my boy. Don't draft my boy.
There he is.
Now you got my boy.
Eric Garcon, baby.
So here's the guy that I think is gonna surprise a lot of people. I mean,
uh-huh.
the guy can return punts. The guy is an absolute amazement. I love this guy. I'm gonna take a shot. You know, this is a guy that's gonna surprise some people. Yeah, baby, Tavish Austin, West Virginia.
There you go. I agree with that one.
I love that guy, man.
He's down there in like my seventh round or something.
I went high with him, but I think he's gonna make some noise. I really do.
So I've been getting a whole lot of B's and C's in my drafts. What have you guys gotten in your Yahoo drafts?
B's
and C's. I didn't get anything from that last draft. And
it said my 5-8 signal draft, I'm a contender.
Yeah, I think that thing is bullshit.
Who do I want? Oof.
In our last draft, in our free league, my wife got an A+, and I didn't hear the end of it until after the 5-8 single draft.
Take Sam Bradford.
I don't know who I want. You know,
you want Misha. That's who you want. Take Misha.
Misha needs got his fucking hair. People are girls are looking out, man. I don't know who I want. I've got Cameron gonna have a good year.
All right, 714-694-4150. We're in the middle of our draft. Why don't you help us out? Brian needs some help on his draft. We're gonna.
I'm gonna go with Witten. I'm gonna take Witten.
There you go.
We're
gonna play some Kid Rush. Kid Rush, real quick. We'll be right back after this song. It's Soul Kitchen Radio.
Live for the adrenaline, ride, bear, perform it all my life. 14-7.
McFadden gets the edge, 30, 35, 40. Midfield, McFadden breaks a tackle. He's gone! 10, 5, touchdown! Raiders!
Good showing everybody who he picked before it happened.
On Soul Kitchen Radio.
Let who you are speak so loud that I cannot hear what you say. But we got two different ball clubs. We got a physical one, and we got one that likes to run around and act like they too pretty. They finesse. They don't want it like we do. It's time to bring the 53
on Soul Kitchen Radio.
A legacy is born tonight. We saw our legend right here. We don't feel safe.
Welcome back to Fantasy Football.
You are now tuned in to the Soul Kitchen Radio Sports Show.
You play to win the game. You play to win the game.
You have something to say, call right now. 714-694-4150.
Soul Kitchen Radio. Soul Kitchen Radio.
Soul Kitchen Radio, we're back. We're in the middle of our draft. And it's going real good so far. Let me run down some of the players that have been drafted. We just started round 7. Round 5. Round 4 started with Darren McFadden. Went to Lamar Miller, T.Y. Hilton, Eric Decker, Andre Johnson, Tony Gonzalez, Matt Ryan, Vincent Jackson, Reggie Wayne, Pierre Garçon went to me. Antonio Brown went to Phoenix Players. I think he's going to have a tremendous year this year. Vernon Davis, always. And, of course, the Kraken. He loves the San Francisco 49ers, the reigning champ. I will keep saying that until he loses. Tavon Austin, who is going to be a great player also. Man, the St. Louis Rams is going to be something else. This NFC West is going to be it's probably the best.
Hey, Lewis. Hey, Camacho, you want to make a trade already? I would like to have Garçon on my team.
I know you would.
Team him up with RG3. And Ben, somebody just drafted Sebastian Janikowski early. They're stupid, guys. They're all that.
Hey, that dude can kick it from, I believe, 70 yards out.
And you see, I got him in the ESPN league earlier.
I have him in my other league, too.
And there's some players out there, Phoenix players.
You dumbass Grim Reaper, you got my boy Rob Gronkowski. Stupid fuck.
Come on, gonna be out for quite a while.
Yeah, I don't think he's gonna play healthy. I'm not sold on that. There's so many shit out there. I got this one guy that was gonna make him dominate. Oh, someone's not
here. Comes just for you, Phoenix Players. Phoenix Players.
Who's Purple Love Nation you have to select? Ben's holding up the whole process.
Ben is, I don't know what the heck is Ben doing. Is he analyzing everybody? He should have already done that.
He's a church, man. He's a church.
He's in church
he's
right now?
Yeah, dude. He's been, him and Willis, you've seen what he said, Willis, right?
What'd he say?
He says he's at church and he's trying to pick his draft. He's getting Kyle Randolph, Rudolph.
Start picking and quit texting, then we could get this draft moving.
With the sixth pick in the 7th round, Ben Parker drafts Kyle Rudolph from Minnesota.
But nobody didn't throw to him.
Yeah, Ponder's garbage. The only thing Ponder has good going for him is he got a hot wife. She'll end up getting him for Tebow. Actually, Tim Tebow, what I've heard is he's actually going to come out of – he's not going to play football anymore. He wants to focus on finding himself a nice wife, which is actually really good.
There he goes.
Kyle Rudolph.
How many points do we get for No, that's okay. I won't say it. I'll wait.
Oh, you bastard. You took my guy, you stupid Jid Dizzle. You dumb fucking retard. I hate that Jid Dizzle. Cumps motherfucker. Damn, I wanted that guy. I had that guy on my queue, you stupid
Jid
fuck.
Jid Dizzle made it all the way to the finals
really.
Last
well,
year.
I'm gonna just drop my freaking boy then. There's what someone wants to take him too.
Well, this one is for Lloyd. Lloyd, I don't know if you're listening, but I know I just hit you on your phone. But that one's for you, buddy. My first keeper player.
Wow.
Returning kicks. That's like drafting a receiver.
Man, that's who I wanted.
Drew Peterson? You like drafting
no,
Mike
I
Wallace. Wow, that Jesus dumb fuck guy got my guy too.
Mike Wallace?
Wallace is garbage, bro. I'm gonna draft my boy, man. You know, I if this guy doesn't have a good year, I'll beat his butt. Come on, Mendenhall.
Rashard Mendenhall, yeah. You keep talking about him.
He's gonna have a good year this year. He's gonna start, so I'm gonna give him a shot. You know, that's the fantasy. You never know what's gonna happen. Russell Wilson. Wow.
Okay, so this is my strategy. Come in with some strong receivers and you know, have one strong running back and then make up on the back with other running backs, maybe take a third tight end. But I got Trent Richardson, who's a strong, solid running back. But then I got Jimmy Graham, Pierre Garçon, Victor Cruz, and then Andrew Luck, who's going to have a magnificent season. So my next pick, I've got to go with another running back, somebody who's going to be starting, going to be sharing, and you'll see that.
Yeah, that's good enough. Oh, God, I don't know who I want to go with here.
Nothing but good things coming from this guy.
I'm going to go with my boy. I'm going to go with Kenny Britt. I think Britt's going to have a really good year. I think Locker's going to – I mean, you know, I think Locker's going to be there for him. I think Kenny Britt's going to be – what do you think of got, Kenny Britt? A lot of talent.
Kenny Britt's going to have a good season. You know, he's going to have a good season.
I think so, too.
You know, we'll see if the Titans do something this year.
Yeah, Locker.
You know, last year with the way I had it going, and everybody was getting so many points for returning yards, I went with Darius Reynard, and he was just killing it. That was a great pickup I did last year.
Oh, I know the guy I want.
So this year, I'm going to go – oh, do I go with the law firm? Christine Michael, Danny Woodhead, Sean Green, Isaac Redmond, Pierre Thomas, Bryce Brown, Bilal Powell, Bernard Pierce, the law firm, Chris Ivory, Mark Ingram, Shane Vereen. Those are some of the guys still out there right now. Who do you think we should go for? Give us a call, 714-694-4150, and see what happens.
Holden.
Okay, my
Brett
turn.
Davis.
I'll go ahead and I'm going to go with Bryce Brown.
I like Brown, that guy.
That's my guy.
Like
here we go.
Guy.
Good pick.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Ben Parker's going to draft Tim Tebow. He's going to announce who he drafts. Well, you'll see. I guess he's. So Willis got back-to-back picks. How does that – why is he a back-to-back pick?
Because he was a fourth pick.
I have to wait two damn years for another pick.
I know, this is brutal. Now, who's this guy drafted? He's taking forever.
We're in the middle of this draft. We're going to play another song. This song right here was actually recorded at my house. So I love this song. One of my best ones. This is shout out to the Blessing Bonafide guys. And
oh,
we'll be right back.
God,
okay,
Kimball's
Tompkins. That's a good pick. I wanted him.
You've been too busy gambling and hoe chasing.
What a hoe you see me chasing, woman?
That's why you're so tired and out of shape.
You wasn't hollering that last night.
Let's go. Break me off. Give me what you got. Let's go. Break me off. Give me what you got.
Shining like Tommy could. You think your diamonds in a rough, but diamonds ain't enough. We gon' take all your stuff. You think your diamonds in a rough, but diamonds ain't enough.
Had an episode with a top-notch movie. Got a real high when I bit her on the booty. Got a position so I can work the mirror, so she can feel the pain from the purple rain when it drizzles. I'ma do the damn fizzle every single time. Raising temptation from the very first line. Young like Britney, dumb like Whitney. Another Briz Nitty with a big old bitty. She bobbled and bobbled, gobbled and gobbled. Unloaded both the bells and she swallowed and swaddled. Went iceberg swim on the young hood maggot. Pass it to my kids so we can check out the baggage. She never catch her in a magazine, but I got dough to let her go, cause she smelled like a garbage kilo. Now I'm touching things global, just like a poster. Breaking these bitches and getting over.
Shining like diamond cuts. But diamonds ain't enough. We gon' take all your stuff. You think your diamonds in a rough, but diamonds ain't enough. Blind, what it you tough. You think your diamonds in a rough, but diamonds ain't enough. We gon' take all your stuff. You think your diamonds in a rough, but diamonds ain't enough.
I'm having so much cheese, they wanna lick me. A roll of Dutchie, roll a bigger, roll a field day. I don't get too hyped, but I don't miss. And then I run down the list, cause I'm in this. Hey yo, freaky ass bitch, come give me friends. I'm no, not on the list, but down by the hip. Keep it clean, not on the fifth. I put it on the sixth. Like on the chopper, they got diamonds. But you get the diamonds in the rough, but diamonds ain't enough. Keep the smoke at close range. A weapon of choice, a 38 snub nose. Now run your mouth and I'ma shoot 10 toes. Snap your pockets off and burn up the bowl. Just for bad bitches, cut throat to roll. Who gon' duck and die? Who gon' throw some bowls? We gon' get some jack and shake ass rap. Now did you get my
sass? Yeah. Now I'ma bust a cappella, so when the bass drop out, make the music with your mouth so you can taste what I'm talking about. Wrong bitches getting kicked about the Momo. Used to call them chicken heads, now I call them dodo.
That was a signal for the fucking mouth.
You think your diamonds in the rough, but diamonds ain't enough. We gon' take all your stuff. You think your diamonds in the rough, but diamonds ain't enough. Blind you, what you tough. You think your diamonds in the rough, but diamonds ain't enough. We gon' take all your stuff. You think your diamonds in the rough, but diamonds ain't enough.
Now if you saw me spinning, would you think I was tricking? Yeah. Or would you think I'm making the money, making it backwards? When it comes to the spinning, yo, my Mac be on point. Sharp like a raven, and trapping the joint. Like the match that I beat, I pop the cork and hit the bottle. Now look what I see, trying to holler at baby with the long ass legs.
Which one?
Brown skin attendant with the long ass brain. I had to get an attention, to check the dimensions. I passed to the side of Timmy, stood at attention. What? Place to Philly, in the low watching TV. Holding on my two ways, cause my homie just hit me. And what you need, family? Hit my folks right back. Your money talking about, he flipped a brand new lap. And he was riding sideways in the east of the bay. Checking on his money with a snap in LA. I snatched to the side and started popping my peas. I represent this nigga like a true judge beat. She started hollering my back, talking about you can see me and meet me at the telling if you want to be BCs. She had me thinking it was gold, but it smelled like death. But I was still up in it trying to hold my breath.
P.U. Ooh. P.U.
Let's get ready to rumble!
On Soul Kitchen.
Kitchen Radio.
Good pick on Corn and Patton.
You're tuned into the baddest radio show on the internet.
It's Rick Camacho
on Soul Kitchen Radio.
On Soul Kitchen Radio.
On Soul Kitchen Radio.
On Soul Kitchen Radio.
Soul Kitchen Radio, we are back. You can check it out. This is what I hate about a 14-team league, and you could attest to this too, Lou, because you're picking 14th and first. That whole song that just played, I didn't even pick once.
I haven't picked either.
I mean,
man,
I'm
messed around and picked up Crabtree.
He picked up Crabtree. What an idiot. He's out for the season.
Picked up Crabtree.
What the hell are you thinking?
Wow.
Hold on.
I was looking at him and going back looking at stats, and I came back and I looked up,
You're doing
hot. Stupid people are ruining America.
Yeah. Adam Jones. Dude, some people's picks are just bad. That pick of Clinton Patton was good. Someone picked the sixth round. They picked the kicker. God, man. I mean, you picked up Crabtree. Woo.
Crabtree.
That was an accident.
I was wondering. Then... Wow.
What's going to piss me off is that the guy who I was trying to get, he took me off four.
Purple Grant. Nation, who are you going to pick? Wow. Wow.
Damn it.
Wait a minute. Lou picked Crabtree.
Crabtree hurt, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's out for the season.
That's okay. I got his backup, so don't worry about it.
I'm like, man.
Damn.
There he is. I was trying to get J.J. Watt, but Crabtree was the last person I clicked on.
He's going with DeMarcus.
I fucking come back.
No.
Ah.
Okay.
Wow.
I'm going with somebody I picked up earlier. I really like this guy. And I finally get to pick again. I'm going with another receiver who's going to have an awesome year, Jared Cook.
Oh, you bastard. You took my
yes,
boy. You fucking cocksucker. You
Jared
asshole.
Cook.
That's the guy
Lance
I was going to get. You
J.J. Watt is off the defensive guys are starting to come. DeMarcus Ware, J.J. Watt, James Laurinaitis. Those are the three. Ladarius Webb just went. All the defensive guys are starting to go now.
I'm going with my boy. I'm going to go with this guy. I like him. Devin McCourtney, baby.
Devin McCourtney.
Hurry up. How many rounds do we have?
We're almost done. Well, almost to the almost point. We're almost to the almost point of being done.
Are we there yet?
We're not there yet, buddy. Not there yet.
Let's see. We're going to go here.
Let's see. Oh, so here's who's left on the board, guys. These are actually some good picks here. We got Mark Ingram, Chris Ivory, The Law Firm, Chris Givens, Josh Gordon, Bernard Pierce, Bilal Powell, Owen Daniels, Vincent Brown.
I think Kenny Rice is going to have a good year this year.
Michael Floyd, Pierre Thomas, Isaac Redmond. Michael Floyd, I like him. Let me see. And that little sound here, that's me putting him over there in my queue.
Hey, Bubba, guys, Rice is gone.
Denny Rice is just
I can't believe you drafted Crabtree. I mean, it's just I was like, what the heck? He's out for the season, isn't he?
If accidents happen. Accidents happen.
I know.
I blew my wad. Not paying attention.
Who's doing that? That's like what Misha would do. Misha's like something Misha would do.
Can't help it. Everybody's laughing about you drafting Crabtree. There's only one up in the crap.
Crabtree's getting excited, actually. I just spoke to him in San Francisco. I just did. He's going nuts.
Great shenanigans.
Actually, I kind of like my team. I think Sidney Rice is going to have a good year. That's like me drafting. I, you know, Percy Harvin. I mean, he's fine.
You want to take Percy Harvin next?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah,
take Percy. God, this guy's taking forever, Phoenix players. I mean, my team's not bad. RG3 should have a good year. White should have a good year. For, you know, Tavish, you know, I want to cook, but having two St. Louis players is kind of crazy. Rashad Menahoff, he doesn't have a good year. I'll just kill him. Jason Witten, Kenny Britt, Sidney Rice. I mean, he's going to be the starting receiver for Seattle, right? And Devin McCourty returns punts. I got McCourty in both my leagues.
Here we go. I got one more pick. I'm going Joey Bell. I think Joey Bell.
Someone got Cameron Wake. You stupid fuck. I wanted Cameron Wake.
Well, you got a pitcher with him. You should be happy about that.
That's it. Yeah.
That's great. A pitcher would.
I was horrible on that pitcher.
Yeah.
I looked as bad as the pick as he's been picking Patrick. Who's the Q Bell? Who's that? Detroit running back?
Yeah. Hey, so check it out. Next weekend, let me see what I just get. Oh, Jim Bodangan, who is here, who's listening. His brother is Steve Oliver, who is like an awesome jazz guy, number one on the billboards. He does so much, so I'm going to play something from him. This is Steve Oliver right here on Soul Kitchen Radio. His brother is playing with us. Jim is probably one of my best friends at work. Let this play in the background while we pick.
Soul Kitchen Radio. On Soul Kitchen Radio. On Soul Kitchen Radio.
I'm hoping RG Free. Something in me from watching a few games from him tells me that RG Free will get it done today.
On Soul Kitchen Radio. Kitchen Radio.
St. Louis wide receiver Danny Amendola. We're in a PPR league. He's going to be hitting Amendola every down he can.
Let the record show that Camacho stole Danny Amendola away from up under me in the fantasy football.
I'm looking at Peyton Hillis. I think he's gonna surprise a lot of people and have a big game against the Falcons.
On Soul Kitchen Radio. On Soul Kitchen Radio. On Soul Kitchen Radio.
Stick with him. What you say, Doug Martin? I think he's gonna have a career game today. At least 100 yards, possibly 2 touchdowns. You know, it's gonna be a lot of maybe not much throwing. And I think he's gonna come out and probably get me like 15, 20 points. But I love this Doug Martin and the boys.
Kick Katrina. I don't know who to get, so I just got a black month. And then my kicker, excuse me, like, I don't know who my kicker is again, but he's one of them Polish guys.
On Soul Kitchen Radio. Kitchen Radio. On Soul Kitchen Radio.
You are now tuned in to the Soul Kitchen Radio Sports Show.
You play to win the game. You play to win the game.
If you have something to say, call right now. 714-694-4150.
Soul Kitchen Radio. Soul Kitchen Radio.
Soul Kitchen Radio. It's your boy Rick Camacho. Back with Memphis Lou and Brian Kaiserman. We're doing it live. We are in round 7, round 9, round 10 of our draft.
God, I have to wait forever.
Defensive guys are starting to come off the board. We still have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 more picks. This is a big draft. I went with 1, 2, 3. I got 6 people on the bench, 6 bench players. That's what makes the draft actually so much more. It's my turn to draft, and I think I went with a nice wide receiver right there, Chris Givens.
Yeah, I think Givens is going to be good. I just didn't want to team him up with Austin.
Yeah, so here's my team so far. I'm going with the magnificent one, Stanford Cardinal Andrew Luck, behind the quarterback, behind the center. And then I'm going with Victor Cruz, the Salsa King. Then Pierre Garçon, from RG3 to Pierre Garçon, that's what I'm going with. Next, I'm going with the bruising Trent Richardson. I wanted Trent. I know. I'm going with Trent Richardson. Next, I got the bruising Bryce Brown, who just took off last year out of nowhere when LeSean McCoy went down. And then I'm going with the wonderful, the slam dunking over the net, Jimmy Graham, and then Joyke Bell.
Michael, come to Bri-Bri.
Jared Cook is also my other wide receiver, and the hard-hitting Patrick Peterson, I'll return a touchdown to the house. And then on my bench, I got Chris Givens. Go ahead and run down your lineup right now, Lou. Let's see how you've done so far.
So far, I'm not screaming from the top of my lungs about this team, but they're decent. Up top, I got Drew Brees as my quarterback, Dez Bryant, Danny Amendola, Run DMC, D'Angelo Williams, Jermaine Gresham, Greg Jennings, Von Miller, and Jacoby Jones right now.
There we go. And Brian, who you got so far?
I was just surprised. I went to RG3. I mean, I either RG3 is going to burn me and I'm going to trade his ass. Rodney White. Kevin Austin, Doug Martin, Rashad Menahal, who I think is going to have a career year this year. Jason Witten, who I think is going to come back, and Romo's going to hit him up a lot. Kenny Britt, which I watched him in exhibition, looks great. Sidney Rice, Devin McCourty, who always does pretty well for me. And I went with Christian Michael. If Lynch goes down, he's going to be a sleeper. Michael Floyd, who I think is going to really connect with Carson Palmer. I like my team. You know, defense guys I can get later. I'll get my one boy. Oh, wow. Ben's battery's going dead. But
So Ben, yo Ben, he better go ahead and he better fill up his queue, because if his battery goes dead, he's gonna go auto draft.
It's gonna be bad.
Yeah, he better fill up his queue. If you fill up your queue and then your battery goes dead, everything comes out of your queue first before it goes to the Yahoo rankings.
So most of these people are logged in.
Yeah, everybody's in. I mean, a lot of the people are returners from last year. You know, the Kraken, of course, was the winner. Then Lloyd, the Phoenix Players, the Mop Squad. That's me, because I'm gonna be mopping fools up all year. The Bushwhackers. That's a new team for this year. That's Chris White. Jay Dizzle was here last year. It's my turn. Stop talking and let's get something. I need a receipt, a running back. What do I need? I just picked up Chris. I'm going to take up the backup to DMC, Rashad Jennings. I think being off of Jacksonville. Yeah, right.
Who did he play for last year?
Jacksonville.
Okay. Carson Palmer. That's a pretty good pick.
Who you got? Let me see. All right, guys. We got 2 minutes left. We're going to spend this last 2 minutes saying your piece, because next week we go live. Brian, you're up first. Tell us why your Dolphins are going to do what they're going to do.
This is what I'm going to say about my Dolphins. My Dolphins are either going to be 8-8 or 10-6. It's either going to be Ryan Tannehill carrying the team to the playoffs, or this team's going to falter on that offensive line. They're going with a rookie running back in Lamar. I mean, the second-year running back in Lamar Miller. They got rid of Reggie Bush, which I think could be definitely come back and you know, be coached them. They're going with Mike Wallace, who's one of the fastest guys supposedly in the NFL. Is he going to come through? I mean, is this Dolphins team going to really come through and keep Jeff Ireland's job? I think they go 8-8. The best they go is 10-6, but that's my prediction. I'm not sold on the Dolphins right now, and they got a very tough schedule.
All right, go ahead. Tell us about your Cowboys, Lou.
I'm trying to temper my expectations for the Dallas Cowboys. While I have been impressed with Monty Kiffin's Tampa 2 defense, I think that the defense will do its business. I'm really hoping that the offense can do what they need to do. Dez Bryant is poised this year to do great things. DeMarco Murray is poised this year to do great things. Tony Romo, he's got the contract. The team says that they believe in him. The whole world talks bad about him. Like I tell people, it's like a bad marriage. It's cheaper to keep the wife than to send her away and give her half your shit. So this year I'm hoping that the Cowboys went to the marriage counseling, they got everything squared away, and they're going to come out and just come out like gangbusters, man. I'm hoping the Cowboys win it all, but I'm really expecting the Washington Redskins to win the division.
All right.
So hopefully we can get it done.
And you know, I don't got super high expectations for my Oakland Raiders. I'm hoping something good comes out. I'm hoping Terrell Pryor starts on Sunday. And that's all I'm going to say for now. Until next week, 9 a.m., we'll see y'all later. It's Soul Kitchen Radio. Peace.
Ooh.